念姊妹们好。
早上好。
时间也过得很快，上次在这边的时候应该是正好三个月以前。
I was here about 3 months ago.
So, 我们还记得我们上次在交通的主题是
I remember you remember the topic I shared with you last time.
我们呼应主的呼召说我在这里。
That we respond to our Lord's calling that by saying that we are here.
所以当我们答应神呼召的时候
，When we respond to His call，
神不但答应神不但能够听见我们的呼召，
他 hear our response，
他愿意我们听着他的呼召。
He want us to respond to Him，
所以他愿意在我们生命当中有更多的带领。
Because he want to continue to guide us in our life.
所以神，这次我的负担是跟弟兄姊妹有一个交通。
I have a burden to share with you.
交通的主题是。
The theme I want to share with you today.
将心给主。
Give your heart to the Lord.
我的感动是，当我们呼应主的呼召的时候。
When we are respond to God's calling to us.
我们不仅是因着感动。
Not only are we touched and moved by Him.
So we must truly give ourselves.
We got to truly give up ourselves to Him.
So Paul said.
That's why Paul tells us.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
In God's grace, I beseech you.
将自己献上，当作活祭。
Give yourself as a living sacrifice.
所以我们当我们把自己献上的时候。
When we give up ourselves to Him.
那最重要的是把我们的心献给主。
Is to give our heart.
我们不但是因为我们自己愿意把我们心献给主
When we are willing to give our heart to Him
实际上神和我们的主他自己真是愿意把我们的心带在他里面
Because God wants us to keep our heart in
他要得着我们的心
He wants to have you a whole person
今天我们要讲借着马太福音的第六章里面一些经文
From the scripture in the book of Matthew I want to share with you
我们来看看主是怎么要把我们的心带在他里面。
How did God keep our heart in Him?
主是如何要得着我们的心
？How is He going to gain our hearts?
我们先一起祷告。主
，Let's pray together.
我们谢谢你。
Father, we thank you.
主，我们当我们唱着诗歌赞美的时候
，When we sing our hymn to praise you，
我们真是心被恩感。
How we are touched by the hymn.
主，只有你是我们的主。
Lord, you are our God, our Lord.
主不但你让我们能够因着你自己亲生儿子献在你十字架上。
You gave up your only Son to us on the cross.
让我们在基督里面得了个新的生命。
So in Christ we can gain new life.
主我们过去已经死了。
We in the past we have died to ourselves.
因为基督已经为我们死。
Because Christ died for us.
主我们也愿意我们现在仍然是死的。
We want to stay as you use of you.
因为我们与基督同钉十字架。
Because we have been nailed on the cross with Christ.
我们活着的不再是自己。
It's no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我们活着。
But Christ who lives in me.
主，我们谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
你不但我们能够蒙恩得救。
You not only give us salvation.
你有更远的旨意，更深的旨意。
You have even greater will for our life.
你要把我们活成基督耶稣的模样。
You want us to be like Christ.
因为我们是基督在地上的身体。
So that we become the body of Christ here on earth.
你要借着你的儿女，借着教会。
Through your church, through your children here.
来显明在地上显明你的救恩。
To show forth your great salvation here on earth.
你在这一切的丰盛中，你在一切的教会和儿女中中得到配得称赞。
May you be praised by your church here.
你在地上也得到一切的称颂。
May all earth praise you.
所以我们把今天的时间仰望在主的手里。
We give the time that we have here in your hands.
你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit continue to guide us.
让我们讲的、翻译的。
Those who speak and who translate.
我们听的都能够在你里面。
Everyone who are here.
同被一个灵感动。
Can be all touched by the Holy Spirit.
讲得清楚，听得明白。
Now we can hear your words and we can understand.
不是人在讲什么
not
人都有限人也会讲错
we work on something we are wrong
只求自自己来覆盖这里
may your spirit cover everything
主自己在我们里面的带领
now you yourself begin to guide us
谢谢主
Thank you, Lord.
替我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
我们看看啊，我们今天的经文在我们感动里面，马太福音有一节经文。
I want to go in depth on this scripture.
所以我们当我们想到我们这个心如果献给主，或者主如果得到我们心的时候，有些经文来告诫我们。
There's a scripture that tells when God have our heart, what will happen?
就是说箴言的第四章二十三节。
In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23.
说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
They guard your heart above everything else.
因为一生的果效都是由心发出的。
Because everything in your life comes forth from your heart.
如果弟兄姊妹有带圣经的，我们翻到马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们今天没有时间讲全部的经文，但是我们是讲里面一部分。
I want to share a portion of the verse with you.
我们看第一章的第一节到第四节。
Matthew chapter 1.
Chapter 6.
Of Matthew chapter 6.
So. 四节经文，如果有时间，我们来一起读。好，
你们要小心，
不可将善行行在面前。故意叫人他们看见，若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你们施舍的时候，不可在面前吹号，像假冒伪善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的称赞荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的荣耀。你施舍的不要叫左手知道右手所做的。要你的施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必要报答你。
You may read the
English
from verse 3.
From the 1 to 6, 4.
1 to 4. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.Go when you give to the needy. Do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the street to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, that your Father who seen what is done in secret will reward you.
当我们读这里经文的时候，我们特别要注意两点。
There are two points I want you to notice here.
第一点
，First，
他说我们行善施舍
，When you give to the needy，
是对着我们，是对着他门徒讲的。
Jesus was speaking to his disciples.
他不是对着所有世人讲的。
Not to everybody.
所以既然对着门徒讲，也是对我们讲的。
Because he's speaking to his disciple, he's speaking to us.
因为这里我们特别要注意一点。
We did one thing that we must know.
在目前的社会上，我们可以看到很多行善施舍的事情。
We have seen many people do good in public.
因为这是一个悖逆的世界。
In this rebellious time.
这是个道德败坏的世界。
Where the morality is very low.
也有很多穷人。
There are many people who are needy.
神在我们每一个人身边都有一个。愿意善良的心
，God give a heart to share in everyone，
也愿意帮助人的心
，That we want to help others。
所以，我们蒙恩得救之后，我们做门做信徒的
，After you are saved, when you become a disciple，
我们更有了这一个心
，The burden is even greater for you。
要把我们里面原来向好的一面做出来
，We want to do good for others。
并且我们也愿意我们能够做一些为主做见证。
We also want to be witness for Christ.
但是我们可以，我想很多弟兄姊妹或者我们自己都可以感受到一点。
But you will probably experience this.
当我们越做越多的时候
，the more we try to do good.
不论是为了向着社会上的人、世人
，or even just on in our society.
在我们弟兄姊妹之间
，even among our brothers and sisters.
我们可以奉献金钱
，we can give money.
帮助有欠缺的、缺乏的
，we can give money to people who are in need.
我们为着神的福音，我们可以请慕道友来吃饭。
Very often we invite unbeliever to dinner.
我们花上时间去探访。
We put in time to share.
不但是看这些我们愿着传福音而看的世人。
We do that to a lot of our friends.
我们也在弟兄姊妹有探访。
We also go visit our brothers.
我们也花了很多时间去祷告。
We might have even spent time praying for them.
我们不但知道神愿意我们在他面前的祷告。
Because God wants us to pray for them.
我们也愿意借着我们的祷告，神来帮助我们。
We will hope that our prayer will help them and help ourselves.
但是我们发觉我们越做的时候
，But we discover as we doing all these,
我们好像不像原来有喜乐了。
We may begin to gradually lose our joy.
我们也慢慢有些选择了。
We sometimes we say maybe I can do something
else. 我们可以去看这个人，但不愿意去看那个人。
We might decide to visit one person, particular person, not others.
这是一个什么？有很多这样的一些，我们感觉越来越使我们。有些难处的地方
a lot of this choice or dilemma begin to occur to us
这不是有时候说不是我们心里不愿意
not that we are not willing to do
所以主耶稣当时对门徒说你们心里愿意但肉体软弱的
that's why Jesus tells them you are willing but your physical is weak
但这里这就是主耶稣要在这个经文里面所告诉我们的
in this scripture that Jesus tells us
我们有一个难处
there is a difficulty
这就是我们在讲的一个难处他说好这就是我们讲的第一节啊
That's in verse 1
他说故意叫人看见
Do it for others to be seen by others
所以在这里指出了一个人里面有一个东西
There's something in everyone
在我们是行善施舍的时候
When we do good to others
有一样东西打扰我们
There's always something that is bothering us
这就是人的本性他讲到一个人的本性
That is very much in the human nature
这是我们以前或者我们现在和世人一样的东西
It's something that is in every human being
人的天然里面有一样东西就是我们眼光比较短
There is something in every human being. We are all short-sighted.
总是要看见我们能看得见的东西。
We only see what is visible.
我们很难去想象我们很远的事情。
We cannot imagine things that is not there.
所以，我们当我们在这些施舍行善的时候，我们天然又在里面，再到我们里面来影响我们。
So even when we are doing good, this human nature begin to affect us.
所以我们想得到的是什么呢？
So what we were looking for to gain
就是当我们做一些行善施舍的时候
When we do good for other people
我们希望人看见
We want to be recognized
我们希望人来给我们一些感谢
We want people to be thankful to us
来显出我们是如何的能够是一个善良的人
To show that we are good people
我们也谢着这我们希望我们地上能看见我们是一个蒙恩得救是一个信主的人。
We also want people to see that we are good witness for.
我们是想被人看见，并没有错。
To be seen by others is nothing wrong.
我们相信神在主在这里讲的，也不是要我们不要被人看见。
God, Jesus, he tells us not to be seen by others.
因为我们知道施舍、行善施舍是对着人而言。
Because doing good is all for other people.
有些我们施舍行善可以被人看见。
Sometimes we can do good without being seen.
但是我们很多施舍行善都在外面。
But every time
坐在人的身上，必定被人是看见的。
We are doing it for other people is very visible.
所以我们可以相信主在这里不是要是不是有人看见。
God is not talking about to be seen by other or not.
是我们是关心是不是有人来夸奖你。
Whether we want to be praised by others.
神要关心我们的。看见我们自己的里面一个心是怎么样的
God wants to see what is in our heart
什么事情是里面有一些不对的地方呢
What's wrong with the heart
就是这两个故意
Is your intentions
因为你当时做你原来我们心里想着为了 为了别人的好处，为了为主做营做见证的时候，我们的心好像是对的。
When you are doing it for others' good or to be witness for God, it's
right. 像当我们的关心的事情变成了我希望别人怎么来看我的时候，
But when you turn into something to be recognized by others,
那就是主要跟我们做的，主要对我们讲的。
That's what Jesus was telling us about.
他要关心我们是我们的内心。
He is concerned with our heart.
他要关心我们的内心里面是不是能够向着主，而不向着我们自己。
Whether our heart is for God or is for ourselves.
所以主在这里要跟我们讲的就是如何要我们注意知道我们自己的内心。
That's why Jesus tells us, guard your heart.
我们在这里我们还讲到一点，当我们读到第四节的时候
in verse 4
他说你们施舍，你施舍的事要行在暗中，
so that your giving may be in secret.
你父在暗中查看，
so when your father who are in secret,
他必然报答你。
He see it in secret, he will reward you.
如果在英文里在中文版里面他后面有个小字，
there's a tiny character in
Chinese. 他说必然报答你，他说必在明处报答你。
God will reward you visibly.
那在英文里面有一些版本这样写的，他说reward you openly.
Oh, God will reward you openly.
或者说 reward in public. 所以我们看见，当我们要能看见我们的时候，实际上神已经为我们做了一个很大的祝福的事情在我们里面。
Actually, God prepared a great blessing for us.
他不是要我们把这些行善施舍的事情都盖起来。
But God did not want us to hide the good thing that we do.
他要我们的心是向着主的。
He is concerned with our hearts for Him.
如果有人不看见，
If people do not see the good that you do.
但是主是看见的。
But God sees it.
并且主要奖赏你。
He will reward you.
也许我们说奖赏的方法可以在暗处给我们些什么，改变我们些什么。
What would he change us?
但是他说我要在公众的地方来显出我对你的奖赏。
Scripture says that he will reward you publicly.
记得有一次，
oh, I remember
once. 我始终很记得，在我蒙恩得救不久的时候。
After I became a Christian not too long ago,
有一对比较年长的弟兄姊妹
，there's an elderly brother.
他就请慕道友来吃饭。
He invite some non-Christian to dinner.
就像前面讲到，蒙恩得救里面愿意做一件事情，因为我们把我们所蒙恩的真实愿更多人得着。
Because we are so willing to share what we gain in Christ.
所以我们就邀请弟兄姊妹到我们家吃，到家里吃饭，希望借着吃饭跟他们彼此之间建立一些关系。
So we want to invite these to our family to eat together so we can build relationship.
更多的有机会讲一些福音给他们听。
So maybe we can share the gospel with them.
当然，那次我也被邀请去，因为我想那个年长弟兄希望给刚刚年轻一些弟兄有些带领。
I was also invited because the elder might want to help me also.
Yeah. So 我们去的时候，我们很和睦的和那一对慕道的一对夫妻一起在一起。
So we get along with this unbeliever couple.
我们有些聊天。
We talk.
彼此介绍。
We introduce each
other. 我们也吃得很高兴。
We were having a good time.
有一个东西我特别深深的记住。
There's something that I remember deeply.
当我们在交通之中啊，你那位就是那位女士。
I was talking the lady that I was talking with.
你可以看到她交通的时候总在想一些事情。
You can see that she is always deep in thought.
后来她终于开口问了。
Finally she asked.
她说，是对着那边年长的那弟兄姊妹说。
She addressed the elder brother.
她说你为什么这么喜乐
？Why you look so happy?
这很摸着我。
This somehow touched me.
我们可以讲很多好话给世人听。
We can say a lot of good things.
我们也可以做很多善事，比如说邀请饭，给人家感觉你的爱心。
We can do things so people can feel our love.
但是这个喜乐的里面的喜乐。
But the joy that comes from within.
不是在外面能够做出来的。
It's not something you can pretend.
人也是能够看出这个喜乐是你短暂装出来的，还是在你这里面从里面出来的。
People can see that whether joy is genuine or not.
所以我很感谢神，以后也在我们生，在我的生活当中，在我们的基督的生命当中一直来带领我。
I thank God that have completely and got me on my Christian experience.
愿主自己把喜乐做成在我们里面。
May God give us the joy from within.
不是因为我们做了一些好事，那好像做了一点东西，我们就喜乐了。
Not because we do something good that we can feel happy about.
而是看见主把我们那些做不来的东西做在我们里面。
But because we see God allow us to do things that we are not able to do.
所以圣经也这么讲。
That's why the scripture teach us.
他说，你们要给人。
You must give.
这是在路加福音的第六章三十八节。
That is in the book of Luke.
你们要给人，必要给你们的。
You give and will be given to you.
并且有十足的升斗。
And will give you in full.
连腰带鞍。
Even more abundantly.
上尖下柔的。
So that you will be
倒在你的怀里。
So that you will be overflowing.
主实在这里告诉我们说。让我们不要看我们自己能看见的东西。
God tell us not to just pay attention to the visible.
不是光我们在短暂，你们所求的是我们短暂的。
Not only the short-term gain.
我们相信那位主。
Because we believe the Lord.
我们相信我们的天父要把最好的赏赐给我们。
He will give us the very best.
当我们读到这时候的时候，我们就看见了，在这段圣经里面有三次提到这样的话。
In this scripture, there are three things mentioned.
第一个是讲到我们刚才的时候是行善施舍。
One is that when we do a good for others.
第二个是后面他讲到了祷告。
Secondly, he mentioned about prayer.
第三次他讲到禁食。
And then he talked about fasting.
讲这三件事情。
All these three
things. 里面有三句是一模一样的话。
There is one common phrase there.
就是讲到故意。
Do it intentionally.
讲到神要，天父要在要奖赏你们。
God will reward you.
所以我们感谢神，神要在主要在这里带领我们。我们刚才讲到，不但要让我们看见我们有一个愿意的心。
God not only want to see we have a willing heart.
并且这个心不是因着我，要让我们因着这个心在我们里面，我能够战胜我们，因着我们要战胜我们里面天然的一个软弱，一个难处。
A heart that is not prompted by a human nature.
所以我们愿主能够在这里面，我们再次，我们在我们所行的事上当中，愿我们心知道主在看着我们。
We pray that we always remember that God is always watching our hearts.
所以当我们再次思想这三段圣经的时候，我们要提醒我们自己。
As we meditate on these verses, we want to
remind ourselves. 什么是我们所要的？
What are things that we ought to do?
是我们为着自己所要的。
Are we doing it for ourselves?
还是看见神要所要的？
Because are we doing it because God wants us to do it?
所以我们把这常常记在我们心里。
May this be always a reminder for us.
所以当我们 读到这三个事情之后，神在这边我们开始有更多的带领。
There is more thing that God is teaching us.
这就我们看到马太福音的第六章第六节啊。
In Matthew chapter 6.
我们先看还是我们看。但是第十九节。
Verse 19。
这是十九节到第二十一节。
从19 to 21。
好，我念在弟兄姊妹面前。他说：“不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，天地上有虫咬，人朽坏，也有贼。”挖窟窿来偷，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你们财宝在哪，心也在哪。
Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasure in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
刚才我们讲到三个事情。
Here is three things.
行善施舍是对的人。
We do good for other people.
我们祷告进食是向着神。
We pray and fasting before God.
神要主在这里要带领我们的里面的内心。
God is talking about our heart.
但不但要我们注意我们内心。
Not do we have to watch our heart.
他要把我们带到一个更深更高的地方。
He want to lead us to an inner place.
他说我们要眼睛向着天。
We got to look up to him.
我们刚才所有的难处
All the difficulty we might face
就在我们的眼光的短浅
is due to our short sight.
也是我们因为在地上人的限制
Because of our own human limitation.
我们希望看见我们眼睛能看见的。
We only see what is visible.
但如何我们能够更好地把我们内心真的向着主那边周走一点？
How can we see also what God has in mind?
按着主的心意，能够我们的心正是能够显出主在我们里面的恩典。
That our heart can reveal God's grace.
他说，我们的财宝在哪里？
He said, where your treasure is.
我们的心也在哪里？
There your heart will be also.
如果我们的眼睛只看见地上的
If our eye can only see earthly things
那我们一切所行的必定被地上的一切所限制
Everything will be limited by the earthly things
但是主要说我们的心要在天上
But God says look up for the heavenly
所以哥罗西书讲到他说我们要思念天上的事情
That's why in the book of Corinthians
不要思念地上的
Think of heavenly things not just the earthly things
但主在这里不是说我们不要关心我们地上的事情
Not that we shouldn't be concerned
我们地上有很多事情我们还是要我们做的我们的日常的生活我们要过的
There are so many responsibilities and obligations we have on earth here
但是他在这里说我们的心在哪里
But he said where is your heart
地上的我们当我们的心在能够被主带到天上的时候
When your heart can be concerned about heavenly things
那我们在地上的事情就看清了
You will see the earthly thing even more clear.
圣经也跟我们说，地上的事情都要过去。
Because the Bible teaches that all earthly things will pass away.
所以我们所行的
，That's why everything we do.
我们都可以更多的向着我们的主。
We must do it for the Lord.
那时候我们才能够以基督的心为心。
Then we can have the heart of God.
他说，我们的财宝在哪里？
The scripture says where our treasure is.
我们的心也在哪里？
There our heart will be also.
那我们的心在天上在哪里呢？
Where is our heart? Is it on heavenly things?
谁在天上呢？
Who is on the heaven?
哦，我们的主，我们的天父在天上。
Where our God and Lord.
所以圣经走到这里呢，说我们一个人不能侍奉两个主。
That's why the scripture tells us we cannot serve two masters.
所以我们不能又要地上的一个主，又要天上的一个主。
We cannot serve an earthly master and a heavenly master.
虽然这是在说我们又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
We cannot serve both God and money.
在这里，马门就是指财宝。
Money is referred to earthly treasure.
但是当我们仔细读这段经文的时候
，As you read the scripture,
我们这里的财宝不光光是我们的金钱。
It refers not only to money.
是我们一切能够占我们心的地方，东西。
Anything that possesses our heart，
一切能够让我们的心不向着主的人事物。
Anything that takes our heart from God，
所以我们这里提醒我们不能侍奉两个主。
Scripture says, "You cannot serve two masters."
我们不能又侍奉一个地上的主。
You cannot serve an earthly master.
我们也不能，我们只有。我们又不能侍奉地上，也不能同时侍奉天上的主。
And at the same time, expect to serve the heavenly master.
所以主在这里要把我们带到一个地方，就是让我们愿意的心，我们去侍奉那位主。
God wants our heart to serve heavenly God Father only.
所以我们在我们的一切的生活当中，一切事当中，我们要单单认定我们有唯一的主。
But in everything we do, we must keep our eye on Him alone.
我们也知道
We all know
如果你心里有两样东西在里面，
your heart are two things there.
你的心一定是不是平安的。
You are probably not at peace.
一定是里面有纷争的。
There will be struggle.
我们常常听到这样的故事和这样的说法。
We often heard this story.
当我们早晨起来的时候，这是主日早晨起来的时候。
When you wake up early in the Sunday morning.
我们常常在想，我们今天要不去，要不去？如果我们身体有点不舒服的时候。
We always decide.
或者我有些事情，家里的事情完不成的时候。
When you feel a little uncomfortable,
这是一个最简单的，就是说我们常常会遇到的。
These are struggle people face every Sunday.
那我们在更多的一些事情，我们在工作上面。
In many of our everyday life.
我们也常常碰到我们如何来来处理在主里的时间和在工作上的时间。
We have to decide how much time we are praying for God and for our.
我们不是说我们在做地上的事情，没有在侍奉神。
Not that we can only serve our business of God.
这里是要讲，我们是把神要放在第一位。
Is where do we put our priority?
我们把神在坐在第一位的时候，我们就不会太多的去思想我应该如何做。
If you God as your priority, everything will be work out right.
神必有在里面带领。
God will guide us.
所以我们再回到我们圣经里面讲啊，我们
去看到
神是怎么带领我们的。
How does God lead us?
这就是二十二节讲的，到二十二节到二十三节，他说眼睛是身上的灯。
The eye is the lamp of the body.
你的眼睛若明嘹亮，
If your eyes are healthy,
全身就光明了。
Your whole body will be more light.
你的眼睛若昏暗，
But if your eyes are unhealthy,
全身就黑暗。
Your whole body will be full of dark.
你里面的光若黑暗了。
And if the light within you is darkness,
那黑暗是何其的大。
How great is that darkness?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们愿意的心，我们眼单单看着我们所要侍奉的主的时候，
When our heart is willing and we see God only,
神要成为我们里面的光，
He will be our inner light.
他里面的光要带领我们，
That light will guide us.
我们在地上这个时候，我们常常会走迷了。
On earth we often are at loss.
我们常常会被地上东西去吸引了。
We are always distracted by earthly things.
所以圣经说，主是耶和华是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That's why the Bible says His word is the lamp of our feet.
这个光就是让我们不走在我们的黑暗里面。
That we will not walk in dark.
哪里呢？就走在我们自己的道路上面。
Or we will be walking on our own path.
或者说我们去效仿这个世界。
Or we're going to be imitating all the world.
所以当我们能认定这位主，把我们的心愿意献给这位主的时候，
When you are willing to give all your heart to God,
或者我们更多的说主得到我们的心的时候，
When God has your whole heart,
他要在我们里面来带领我们，
He will guide you.
我们就不再走在黑暗中，
We will not be walking in dark.
我们也不会在我们眼睛光看着我们自己，
We will not only see ourselves.
就像我们在就像刚才说的，在行善施舍的时候，
In everything good thing that we do,
在我们祷告进食的时候，
Even in your prayer, in your fasting,
我们不再需要人再看见我们。
We do not need to be seen by others.
我们只要神看着，知道神在看着我们。
We only need to be seen by Him.
我们的心是坦然的。
Our heart is clean before Him.
就像说的，如果你在某一个事情施舍的时候，你额外的施舍100块钱的时候，
When you give an extra,
你那时候不会想到我比别人多施舍了一点。
You will not think about how much more I give.
因为这是神给我们的心意。
Because this is the way of God.
我愿意付出这一额外的。
I'm willing to give.
因为神看着我们。
Because that's what God's will.
我们过后还会略微讲到一些神将给我们如何的赏赐。
And we know God will reward you.
我们再略微再读下去一点。
I will keep going on this chapter.
那我们读到这时的时候，我们就整给我们这样说，他说，这就是讲到了第二十三节开始啊。
Verse 23.
我们我在这里读到25节。
Verse 25.
说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。
Therefore.I tell you, do not worry about your life.
为身体忧虑穿什么？
What you will eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear.
身体不胜于饮食吗？
Is that life more than food?
身体不胜于衣裳吗？
And the body more than clothes.
你们看天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收。
Look at the birds of the air, they do not sow or reap.
也不积蓄在仓里。
Or store away in barns.
你们天父尚且养活你，养活他。
And your heavenly Father feeds them.
你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Are you not much more valuable than they?
你们哪一个能用思虑使岁数多一刻呢？
Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life?
当我们读到这节经文的时候，
As we read all these scriptures,
我们一同在主里说。
Together we want to tell God,
主是凡事都能。
He is able to provide everything.
我们地上有太多的事情可忧虑了。
There are so many things that we are concerned.
我们有健康的问题。
We're concerned about our health.
我们有生活的问题。
We're concerned about.
我们有夫妻之间的问题和孩子的问题。
Relationship with our wife.
我们有和弟兄姊妹之间的关系。
The relationship with our.
我们还有工作上的负担。
We also have burden with our job.
我们甚至碰到了问题，我们感觉我们不能解决。我们有些弟兄，我们看见有人得了一个严重的健康问题。
Sometimes we see other people who have overwhelming burden with health.
我们也看见有的家庭要破裂的问题。
We see some family are breaking up.
我们甚至看见在教会里面有些弟兄姊妹争执到我们不能在一起的时候。
And we also see some brother who cannot get along.
我们预想到这些事情，我们感觉人不行的时候。
When we see that we are not able to do them.
神在这里告诉我。
Here, the scripture tells us.
他说飞鸟不种也不收。
He said the birds do not reap or sow.
神还养活他们。
Yet God cares for them.
那我们在思想圣经里面有一个故事。
There's a story in the Bible.
我们也是大家比较熟悉的。
These are stories that you are all familiar.
就是我们在读创世纪的时候。
In the book of Genesis.
我们读到了亚伯拉罕。
In the, about Abraham.
我们读到了撒拉。
We don't know about Sarah.
有一天，有三个天使。路过他们的家。
One day, three angels stopped by their house, their tent.
这记录在创世纪的第十八章。
This is in Genesis chapter 18.
亚伯拉罕就去欢迎他们。
Abraham went to welcome them.
他们有些对话。
There is a conversation.
后来天使里面有一个跟亚伯拉罕说。
One of the angels told Abraham.
你妻子撒拉。
Your wife Sarah.
要怀孕生子。
Will have a child.
那时候亚伯拉罕是一百岁。
At that time, Abraham was 100 years old.
太太撒拉是九十岁。
And Sarah is already 90.
撒拉就在后面听见。
When Sarah
她说我主人已经年纪老迈了，到这个年纪了。
She said my master is very old.
她说我也过了生育的年龄。
Am I beyond childbearing age?
那时候你记得那位天使跟她说。
You remember what the angel responded to him, to her?
她说。再生没有难成的事。
He said, "Nothing is impossible with God."
圣经就继续下去到第二十一章，二十二章。
And in chapter 22, the scripture says,
那时神的应许成立了。
God's
promise come true. 为亚伯尔生了一子。
Sarah bare a son.
后来圣经说，神要试探亚伯拉罕。
And then we learn about God testing Abraham.
就说你要把你的亲生儿子去献上，在山上献祭。
God asked him to give his sacrifice, his one, his son.
我们看见亚伯拉带着信心。
By faith, Abraham.
准备把他的儿子，亲生儿子献在祭坛那个祭坛上的时候。
Willing to give his son on the altar.
但是那时天使说你不要这样。
Then the angel stopped him.
结果他们在山那边就看见一个羊挂在树杈上。
There they see a ram.
这里说的是说，他说什么？
耶和华
什么？耶和华以勒。
He said, "The Lord will provide."
所以这耶和华以勒就是我们刚才英文翻译就是神必有供应。
God will provide.
神必有预备。
God will prepare.
我们可以看见，当我们在很多事忧虑的时候
，When we are facing a lot of worry，
我们忘记了一样事情。
We very often forget one thing.
我们被地上我们所看见的是缠绕了。
We are overcome with our earthly trouble.
我们把我们那位都有供应。
We forget the one who provides everything.
在他没有难事的时候忘在了旁边。
So this is God who nothing is impossible for him.
所以我们当我们读完这节的时候，我们真是要看见，说我们要清醒，我们要选择那一位唯一的主。
We must remember in
truth. 他是一个凡事都能的主。
God who is able to do everything.
当我们把心献给他的时候
，When are we giving our heart to him?
更说的人。他得到我们的心的时候
When he has our heart,
他不但要带领我们前面的路
Not only will he guide our path,
来胜过我们一些天然在我们里面的难处
He will overcome a lot of our nature
甚至让我们胜过世界上的一切试探诱惑
So that we can even overcome all the trial of the earth
他有我们相信我们所求所思的他都已经知道
He know everything that we need
当我们这样的时候，我们才能真正的说主，我们愿把心给他。
With that, we give in. Truly say that God, we are willing to give you our heart.
所以，我们当我们继续看最后，继续看下去的时候。
As we just continue.
他就我们可以看到的第33节。
In verse 33.
所以他说，所以不要为民。五一三十二是这样，你们要先求他的国和他的义。
He said, "Seek you first the kingdom of God."
这些东西都要加给你们。
Everything else will be given to you.
所以不要为明天忧虑。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天只有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处一天当。
Each day has enough trouble of its own.
我们的忧虑来自于
Our worry comes from.
我们不知道明天发生什么
That we do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
所以主在这里提醒我们说，我们不要为明天忧虑。
That's why Bible says not to worry about tomorrow.
那么如何能够不为明天忧虑呢
？How do we prevent stop from worrying about tomorrow?
在前面讲的，我们要求的是什么？先求神的国，先求他的国，他的义。
That is from scripture, the 33 that says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
当我们求这把这个放在第一位的时候
When we put that first,
我们所求所想的
everything that we need and we seek,
神要来做成他自己
God will accomplish them.
我们可以看见我们神实在要把我们带到一个高度和深度里面
We want God to us to lead us to a depth.
我们不但愿意应来呼应神对我们的呼召，说我在这里。
That we will not only respond partly to God's calling.
我们更要让神来做成一个事情。
We also want God to accomplish something.
得着我们的心。
To have our heart.
那时我们这个被神所用的器皿。
So that we can be a vessel that He can use.
才能够顺服在主的里面。
We can submit completely.
我们才能原心的相信他。
That we can truly believe in Him.
因为在神
Because in Him.
没有难成的事情
And nothing is impossible.
神应许我们说要把我们磨成一个基督耶稣的模样
God said He prepared us so that we are a vessel suitable for Jesus' use.
所以我们把全心能够仰望在主的手里
So that our heart will be given to God's hands.
让我们看见这不是我们自己能做的
This is not something that we can do ourselves
只有主在我们身上做
It's something that God will work in us
我们略微回到一点点
I want to also go back a little bit
刚才我们祷告的时候我们也讲到这句啊，我们最熟悉的就是我们讲到主导文
There is a very familiar verse in the Lord's Prayer
这里我不讲如何神是怎么教我们祷告的
No, not that how Jesus teach us to pray
但是我们在里面要看到一样东西。
There's one thing I want to point out to you.
我们再翻回第六章啊。
In chapter 6.
他说主是怎么教导我们祷告的。
Uh-huh.
我们只看三句啊。
There are three sentences.
他说祷告的是说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Start with our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
当我们的祷告能够 在这个三的院子上面。
When our prayer are within these three things,
我们可以看见神在我们带领着我们的心已经向这位主了。
The God would put our heart in His hands.
我们把神放在了第一位。
We would have God put God first.
所以愿弟兄姊妹们，愿我们自己每个人都在里面，我们能够把我们心向主的时候，我们的心能够单单的首先向着他。
That our heart would slowly open to Him.
这就是我们相信神在我们身上要继续带领我们。
I believe this is the lesson God wants to teach us. Continue to teach us.
那我们看见我们当我们所讲一切的时候，前面所讲的时候。
So that in everything that we talk about before.
当我们把心给主，将心给主的时候。
When we give our heart to God.
是要讲的，我们要把我们全身全心都交给主。
I mean, we give our whole person to Him.
所以记得彼得曾经问过主。
Peter asked Jesus once.
他说：“我已经撇下所有的跟从你了。
”I have given up all to follow you.
将来要得什么
？What am I going to receive?
主说
：“Jesus replied.
凡为我名撇下房屋、弟兄姊妹、兄父亲母亲、儿女田地的。”
He said, those who give up house and families,
必要得到百倍。
They will reward 100 times.
必要得永生。
And also eternal life.
当我们读这句话的时候，是叫我们再跟我们讲一个故事。
This scripture teaches us one story.
记得那一个富有的少年官。
Remember that a wealthy officer.
他跑到主面前说。
He came before Jesus and said,
他说我要做什么才能得永生？
He said, What must I do to gain eternal life?
结果主跟他一段对话之后，
After Jesus talked with him,
很有意思，
Very interesting.
在马可福音里面第三记载，
In the book of Mark, he recorded.
当这个少年富有的少年过来跟他对话之后，主说，因着他的对话，他说他主就爱他。
The Bible says that Jesus loved him from in the conversation.
但是他说你还有一样东西没做，少了一样，缺少了一样。
But Jesus said one more thing you must you lack.
弟兄姊妹们，特别注意，他说你缺少了一样。
There's one thing you lack.
他说你要去卖掉你所有的财富，去接济穷人。
Give away all your possession to the poor and come and follow me.
结果这个少年官忧忧愁愁的走了。
The Bible says that this wealthy young officer he walked away sadly.
弟兄姊妹们
，My brother sister，
这里面要我们看到的是一样，
Here's、
主要的我们的是全部。
He God wants us the whole person.
当我们能够放下很多的时候
，When we are willing to give up a lot，
要看见我们里面有些东西我们放不下。
There's something we still
不但放不下，我们也不愿意放。
We are not willing to lay down.
就像前面提到的，我们希望人来看见我们。
We want people to recognize us.
当我们碰到我们一些里面的东西，我们就放不下，不愿为主放下。
There are many things that we are not willing to lay down.
这里面有个警醒。
There is a warning.
这个少年官。
This young officer.
因着不能放下他的财富，他失去了样什么
？Because he is not willing to give up your earthly.
不但他失去的，他不要的样子。
Not only did
他把永生都不要了。
He even lost eternal life.
这是我们对我们提醒，
This、
让我们能够知道主要我们的是全部。
God wants our whole person.
所以我们有一个学习的榜样。
There's a lesson for us to learn.
或者说，我们有一位弟兄。
Our brother.
如果顺着神的带领所做的。
How God is going to work in his life.
这就是我们看到保罗。
We can see that in Paul.
他说，在腓立比说，我先前以为有与我有益的。
In the book of Philippians, he said, "What I deemed beneficial to me before."
我现在因耶稣的基督都当作有损了。
He said, "For Christ's sake, I see them as harmful."
他说，不但如此，我将万有当作有损的。
I see everything as unharmful to me.
所以到后面他说，弟兄们啊。
He said, "Brother."
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
Now that I have already gained it.
我已只有一件事
There's only one thing I do
就是忘记背后
Forget what is past
努力向前
and struggle forward to.
要得人在基督耶稣里面从上帝召我来得的奖赏。
So that I may gain the heavenly reward from God.
圣经里面再次跟我们讲什么是这个奖赏。
The Bible tells us several times what is that heavenly reward.
这是在哥罗西书。
That is in the book of Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
他说这第三章第二十三节到二十四节
chapter 3
二十三到二十四节
23-24
他说无论做什么都要从心里做
do everything from your heart
像是给主做不是给人做
Do it as if for the Lord.
因为你们知道，从主那里必得基督，哦，说，必得基业为奖赏。
Because you will receive inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
我们得到什么？在基督里面得到这个基业。
In Him you will receive.
什么是基督里面的基业
？What is the inheritance in Christ?
他圣经说。这一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在基督里面。
Because the Bible says that all inheritance are abundantly in Christ.
我们也在他里面得到这一切的丰盛。
That in Him we will gain all things.
所以愿主能够当我们真实在主里面，我们能够像保罗所说的，愿我们放下一切，把自己献上，当作活祭献。
We will be like Paul, that we are willing to give ourselves as a living
sacrifice,
because it is pleasing to Him.
好，我们这里有首歌。
There's a song that I want to share with you.
我们唱的时候，我个人唱的时候，常常也很得着我们。
And often when I sing, I
feel very touched. 这首歌也激励弟兄姊妹们。
And this song may encouragement to you.
让这首歌做我们的祷告，接受今天的信息。
May this song be our prayer to conclude.